Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia, this is CJSF 90.1 FM.
Beep, 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse. Beep, 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Ow! Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all of them.
Winter and spring compete on this last day of winter. Snow and rain racing each other to the ground here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve and Sam in gym class.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's form a straight line. Feet up to the black line, but not over it. Boy, girl, and we're going to count off by twos.
Coach Young?
Yes, Steven.
I forgot my sneakers.
This is physical education class, and you forgot your sneakers?
Yeah.
All right, you get one chance to forget. Sorry, but that's the rule. Next time you'll be sitting out. Go grab a pair out of the sneaker box over there.
All right.
If I had $100 for every time someone forgot his sneakers, I'd be rich.
Yeehaw.
Well, just the other day, my teacher said to me, make sure you learn your spelling words, or four times each you'll see. So I wrote down this here story, yes, I made it up at will. Well, it has to do with what I'd buy with $100 bill.
What do you think he'd buy?
Well, since I was born in the north, I'd buy a silver fork and eat my corn in a thunderstorm and a brand new pair of shorts. Well, I'd also buy a harbor, buy a river where I could fish, and a can of worms and some acorns too. I wish, I wish, I wish. If I had $100, this is what I'd buy. I'd like you all to know this, and I've also stated why. If I had $100, this is what I'd buy. Well, I'd like you all to know this, and I've also stated why.
Now, what else would you buy?
Well, what else in this world could I buy? I don't rightly know. Well, one thing I know I wouldn't order is a tornado. Well, I'd like to buy a record store and get all my tapes for free. Or maybe buy a football team. Yeah, that's a sport for me.
If I had $100, this is what I'd buy. I'd like you all to know this, and I've also stated why.
Elvis.
If I had $100, this is what I'd buy. I'd like you all to know this, and I've also stated why.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
yeah. The king.
We just heard a song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Okay. All righty, team one, line up here. Team two, line up here. Today we're going to have relay races.
Ooh, yeah.
First runner runs down to the end of the gym, touches the wall, runs back, touches the next person on his or her team, who runs down and does the same thing. First team to have all runners complete this wins. Any questions?
Yes, Sam.
Coach Young, did you ever hear the story about the tortoise and the hare?
Story time, story time. Story time, story time.
The Tortoise and the Hare, from Jim Weiss's Animal Tales.
Once out in the countryside, there was a slow-moving tortoise. And a very quick hare, a hare that liked to run here and liked to run there, a hare that ran there. Ha, ha, said the hare, I can run much faster than you, tortoise. Why, I could run, I bet I could go down to the corner 25 times before you could get down there once. Yeah, 25, no, 26, 27, I bet I could get down there 30 times and back before you could even get down there once. That's how slow you are, ha, ha, said the hare, and how fast I am, ha, ha, that's it, that's it. Oh, you are the slowest tortoise, and I am the fastest hare. Finally, the tortoise got a word in edgewise, and he said,
"Wall, wallow, my man, not be really quick, but I always get where I'm going."
"How do you know? Takes you so long to get there, you probably forget where you were going before you get there. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha."
"Oh, yeah?"
said the tortoise. "Ha ha ha, ha ha, yeah, oh yeah. Why, I'd love to see you really running as fast as you could. Or maybe you are right now. Of course, right now you're standing still. Ha ha, ha ha."
"Tired of your rudeness, Hare. I'm gonna show you. I challenge you to a race."
"A race, eh? Ha, ha, ha. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. You, a tortoise. You, a tortoise, running against me, the fastest creature in the neighborhood. Why? Ha, ha, ha." And he laid down and laughed until his sides ached. And when he was done, the tortoise was still standing there. And the tortoise said,
"Well, you may be laughing now, but we'll see how you are when the race is all run."
And the hare said, "Okay, tomorrow, tomorrow I will show you. Ha, ha, ha." And off he went. Well, word of this race spread throughout the neighborhood, and all the animals came to see. Naturally, they expected the hare to run circles around the tortoise. "Circles, nothing," said the hare. "I could run circles around him. I could run under him. He wouldn't even notice. He's so slow moving. Ha, ha, ha." They lined up, and the bear said that he would start the runners.
"Runners, on your mark."
"I'm the only one who's a runner. He's a walker. Why, he's hardly a walker. He's a stander still. Ha, ha, ha," said the hare.
"Get set," said the bear. "Go."
And the hare took off. Down the road he ran. He was so fast that soon he was out of sight.
While the tortoise slowly put one foot in front of another and started down the road.
Now, the hare ran very fast. He loved to run, and he liked to be the fastest one of all. But after a while, he said, "Hey, why am I knocking myself out? That guy is probably just starting his race, and here I am, working so hard at it. Ah, 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 I think I'll go up here on this sunny hill and just sit down for a minute." And he sat down to catch his breath. And he looked back up the road, and he couldn't even see the tortoise. "Ha, ha, ha, what a chump, what a chump, what a chump," said the hare. "I think I'll just relax here and catch my breath." But the hare fell asleep in the relaxing sunlight, while the tortoise kept moving slowly up the road. At last, the tortoise could see the hare on the hill. And then the tortoise actually passed the hillside. And then the tortoise slowly headed for the finish line. About an hour later, the hare was suddenly awakened from his sleep by a loud noise, cheering and clapping. And he sat up and he rubbed his eyes and he looked around. "What's this? What's this? The tortoise is almost at the finish line. Why, this is impossible. How could this thing have happened? It's absolutely... Why, I'll be disgraced. I'll be the most foolish-looking hare in history. I've got to win this race." And he rushed down from his hillside and headed for the finish line. But he was too late. He had left it too long. And the tortoise crossed the line. "Hooray!" cried all the other beasts. And they picked the tortoise up on their shoulders and carried him around as their champion, while the embarrassed hare came in second. And the tortoise looked down at him and said,
"Let that be a lesson, hare. Slow and steady wins the race."
Oh, whew, this is fun. Good run, Jack.
Thanks.
Looks like I'll be racing against Steve.
I wish we could have phys ed every day. Hey, maybe when I grow up,
I'll be a phys ed teacher like Coach Young. Then every day could be gym day.
Go, go!
When I grow up to be a man, will I dig the same things that turned me on as a kid? Will I look back and say that I wish I hadn't done what I did?
From the Beach Boys.
Wow.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all did a good job out there. Team 2 won the first relay race. Let's give them a hand. Now we'll have another race. Remember, good sportsmanship is important. No one likes a sore loser.
It was the Checkers Championship of the whole known. My brother still had all his pieces. I was down to my last three. When he triple jumped me, I got angry and my temperature soared. Then he said, "King me." So I crowned him with a board. It's just the losing that I hate. It was the bottom of the sixth and we were losing 2-1. We had the bases loaded when the coach said to me, "Son." I walked up like a superstar and struck out 1, 2, 3. I threw my bat, I threw my hat, and the umpire threw me. You got to treat them the same. It only matters how you play the game. I made the effort, I tried my best.
I know.
So why am I so depressed?
Because you're a star.
I know I am.
Star.
I'd give anything to win. Gentlemanly I can be. I'm happy yet I'm humble with a gracious personality. I'm a great congratulator. You ought to see me spray champagne. But when I lose, bad news, I can never ever stand the pain. just the losing that I hate. I hate it.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Tom Chapin. At the top of the news today, it's almost time for Zucchini Land's Musical Olympics. That's right, folks. The perfect mismatch of musicians competing against one another for the gold. And Coward O'Sell has an interview with the man who makes the guitars for this year's Olympic guitar event. Coward!
Coward O'Sell here live at Matt's Guitars with Ricky Gibson. So, Ricky, where's Matt?
Well, sir, Matt's not here today. He left me in charge of the store.
I see. Now, Ricky, you're building guitars for Zucchini Land's Olympic guitar team. They did pretty well last year. They came in second.
Well, Coward, I'd be lying if I were to say that I weren't determined that they come in first this time. Uh-huh. It's too bad. Last time, one young man accidentally cracked the neck of his guitar, and then a bridge on another one broke. We almost had a winner in the chromatic scale competition, but then an E string broke.
Oh, yes, I remember that. That was a tough one.
Well, this is all part of the intense competition, you see. I just got to build them to withstand the rigors of it, that's all.
Now, what if I wanted to buy that guitar you're playing? That looks like a winner.
Well, you'd have to talk to Matt about that. He's the one who can sell that guitar.
Well, maybe I will and start some lessons myself. There you have it, folks. Back to you, Bob.
Maybe I'll get some guitar lessons, too. But first, a weather update from Zane Finch. Zane!
Hello, folks. It's the last day of winter here in Zucchini Land with a mixture of light, rain, and snow. Spring will open up tomorrow with plain old rain. And if that keeps up, it could adversely affect the Olympic guitar kissing contest. Oh, well. Back to you, Bob.
Oh, that would pose a problem. Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Well, it's been a pretty long winter, yeah. There were some nice things to break it up. The Winter Olympics. I have to tell you, I've had a dream for many years, and that is someday that guitar playing would be an Olympic event. Well, I always felt it was rather a foolish, silly dream because, guitar players don't exactly have the best of reputations, and I felt the Olympic people would feel that the Olympic ideals were not best served by having groups of guitar players around. Of course, after Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan, I felt there was new chance for guitar players, and so in a moment of hope, I dreamed, there I was.
And here for the United States, Livingston Taylor.
Well, Chip, Livingston's doing a nice little shuffle here in A major. He's on the four chord here. Yes. Okay, back to the four. Now a difficult triplet maneuver up the neck. Nailed it. Okay. You know, he could sneak in for a bronze here. This is a pretty good routine. Okay, parting down on the dominant chord. This is pretty risky with that Bulgarian judge, I can tell you. He's right on the bubble here. Here comes his dismount. Chip, I don't think there's any chance of him getting the gold from Eric Clapton. But with a good finish, he could sneak in for a bronze.
Zucchini Brothers here in phys ed class. We just heard a song from Livingston Taylor.
Okay, we're ready to start the next race. But first, I have a little quote I'd like to share with you.
The quote of the day is...
I have finally come to a simple philosophy of work.
I enjoy what I'm doing and do the best I can. That is enough. Maria Schell.
We think you do a great job, Coach Young.
Yeah, we love gym class.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, my friends. There was a time when I must say I tried to make phys ed class more than it needed to be. Sort of like a never-ending year-round Olympic event, you might say.
That sounds like fun, Coach Young.
Well, thank you, Susan. But it was kind of tiring. Now I just make sure you guys get the physical exercise you need so that your bodies will run smoothly 7 days a week.
Zucchini Brothers.
We've got homework to do.
Clubhouse phone.
Oh, I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Steve speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Hello?
Steve Zucchini, this is a Mavis Maffinger at Pets, plus a whole lot more. And we're offering a very special introductory price on our newest pet guide.
Wow.
For a limited time only, you can receive our new book, Your Alligator and You, by Regis Veghok, for just $19.95. That's $19.95 off the original cover price of $19.95.
Well, we don't have an alligator yet, but we do have a dog.
Offer the customer another product.
Well, for an additional $19.95...
Amy? Amy the telemarketer, is this you?
Oh, no. This is a Mavis Muffin. How'd you know it was me?
Amy, we don't have an alligator, and I don't think we'll probably be getting one anytime soon. We already have our own dog, Polly, and we're teaching her to dance.
Tell the customer alligators are great dancers.
Maybe Polly needs a partner, because it just so happens that alligators are great dancers.
They are?
Actually, no. Alligators are not good dancers. Oh. But they're the subjects of our newest pet guide.
Hey, how about a song from Carole King?
Having headaches.
Well, that's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
Gold Rush 1440 in Lawrence, New Zealand.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,310.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini. Written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Coach Young is fine.
Northern Perula is a tiny bird with a big personality. Weighing barely more than a nickel, these North American warblers spend their days in search of tasty insects high up in the forest canopy. The Northern Perula has a bright yellow throat and white belly. Their upper parts are slate gray, except for an olive-green patch that sits between their wings like a backpack. Males also sport a handsome chestnut-colored breastband. To get a good look at this varicolored wonder, first try listening for their unmistakable vocal feats. Like this upward trill, ending with a punchy note, a bit like pulling a zipper. Or a repeating series of boisterous